Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. This hour, music by Alan Hovhaness. We'll be listening to performances beginning with the Ohio State University Concert Band, Keith Bryan conducting and featuring Christian Lindberg trombone. This is the Symphony No. 29 for trombone and band, Opus 289. Alan Hovhaness. Music from Alan Pavanis, the Ohio State University Concert Band. Next up, the Seattle Symphony. Gerard Schwartz conducts the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, Opus 282, featuring accordion Diane Schmidt and narration by Michael York. Music by Alan Pavanis.
Of Omar Khayyam. The poetical name, Omar Khayyam, signifies a tent maker, and Omar himself exercised that trade at one time. One of his pupils, Nizami of Samarkand, relates the following story. I often used to hold conversations with my teacher, Omar Khayyam, in a garden. And he said, my tomb shall be in a spot where the north wind may scatter roses over it. Years after, I went to his final resting place, and lo, the roses dropped their blossoms upon his tomb, so that the stone was hidden under them. For the sun, who scattered into flight the stars before him from the field of night, drives night along with them from heaven, and strikes the sultan's turret with a shaft of light. Ah, my beloved, fill the cup that clears today of past regrets and future fears. Tomorrow? Why, tomorrow I may be myself with yesterday's 7,000 years. Here, with a loaf of bread beneath the bough, a jug of wine, a book of verse, and thou, beside me singing in the wilderness. Oh, wilderness were paradise enow. Ah, love, could you and I with fate conspire to grasp this sorry scheme of things entire, would not we shatter it to bits, and then remold it nearer to the heart's desire? Moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it. Waste not your hour, nor in the vain pursuit of this and that endeavor and dispute. Better be merry with the fruitful grape than sadden after none, or bitter fruit. Spring should vanish with the rose, that youth's sweet-scented manuscript should close. The nightingale that in the branches sang, ah, whence and whither flown again? Who knows? Come, fill the cup. And in the fire of spring, the winter garment of repentance fling. The bird of time has but a little way to fly. And lo, the bird is on the wing. When thyself with shining foot shalt pass among the guests, stars scattered on the grass, and in thy joyous errand reach the spot where we made one, turn down the empty glass. Ah, moon of my delight that knows no wane, the moon of heaven is rising once again. Oft hereafter rising shall she look through this same garden after me in vain. But see, the rising moon of heaven again looks for us, sweetheart, through the quivering plain. How oft hereafter rising will she look among those leaves for one of us in vain? Ah, moon of my delight that knows no wane, the moon of heaven is rising once again. How oft hereafter rising shall she look through this same garden after me in vain?
Next up, more Alan Havanas. This is Charles Butler, trumpet solo on the Prayer of Saint Gregory.
Thank you.
Gerard Schwartz conducted the Seattle Symphony Orchestra with Celestial Fantasy, and before that with Charles Butler, trumpet solo on Prayer of St. Gregory. Music by Alan Hovhaness, this hour, here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Drinking Habits by playwright Tom Smith opens Friday, April 23rd at Cité des Arts and is available to stream on demand. The show will run April 23rd through May 2nd at Cité. You can get your tickets for pre-show tickets only at citedesarts.org. Tickets are limited, and masks and social distancing will be required in the theater. But Drinking Habits will be available on-demand streaming. You can find out more about that at their website. And the UL Jazz Ensemble will be performing Saturday, April 24th at 6 p.m. That will be in Angel Hall on the UL campus, a limited audience with masks required and social distance seating. It will also be streamed live on the UL Lafayette Band's YouTube channel. For further information about the concert, you can go to the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. But again, the UL Jazz Ensemble will perform a live concert Saturday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. in Angel Auditorium on the UL campus. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company will have a live performance on Friday, April 30th at 5:30 p.m. It will be on the front steps of Central School of the Arts and Humanities Center on Kirby Street. It's open to everyone in the community. All COVID-19 precautions will be followed. For further information, you can call the Children's Theater Company or go to their website, childrenstheater.cc. The Lafayette Science Museum has reopened and will be open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The entire museum will be open to the public. They are following all restrictions, face masks, and seating in the planetarium will be limited. For further information about hours and what's available at the Science Museum, you can go to their website, LafayetteScienceMuseum.org, or give them a call. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has lots to do, both at their site, in person, or online. You can find out more at AcadianaCenterForTheArts.org about exhibits that are on display, how you can interact with them online, about live concerts and other activities that are taking place, again, both in their facilities and online. Also, the Hilliard Art Museum has virtual interaction and interaction at the museum located here on the UL campus. You can find out more by going to their website, HilliardMuseum.org, or giving them a call. The UL Lafayette Press has new titles this spring. You can go to their website, the UL Press website, and take a look at all of the books that they have published in the past and ones that are coming out now, including Jean Lafitte Revealed. That's the UL Press here on the UL Lafayette campus. And of course, Festival International is doing all kinds of amazing things this month and during festival time. You can find out more about the visual artists. You can find out more about food taking place during this time and other activities that you can interact with both in real time or virtually. That's all at festivalinternational.org. Also, lots of activities going on at the Lafayette Public Library, and of course in every parish at the libraries in each parish. Summer reading programs are gearing up in all of the parish libraries, and here in Lafayette Parish there are lots of activities for both children, adolescents, and adults. You can stop by LafayettePublicLibrary.org for a complete list of all these activities and how you can interact and interface with the library.
Support comes from The Vermilion, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's student-run newspaper, which offers students paid positions. For additional information, contact Matthew Tarver at mtarver@louisiana.edu or call 337-482-6958.
Next time on Hearts of Space, virtual realms of fantasy and imagination, with music by Ishq, Desensitized, Steve Roach and Serena Gabriel, Deborah Martin, and Kevin Brahini Fortune. I'm Stephen Hill, a program called Imaginary Worlds on the next Hearts of Space.
Coming up later tonight at 11, here on KRVS.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at KRVS.com.